The sugya in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, Sfiras HaOmer. Like you guys learned this before, but okay, we'll give a new different nuance to it. So let's start with the Gemara. So, okay, the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua says, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduto. If a person marries a woman when he's young, Yisa Isha Beziknuto. Let him marry a woman when he's older. Why? Vayulo banim biyalduto. Let him have children when he's young. Yulo banim biziknuto. Let him have children when he's older. Why? Shneema. Baboki zara et zarech. In the morning you should have children, i.e., when you're young. Ula erev al tinechet yadecha. Don't leave your hands from having children. Right? Ki einach yodeh. You don't know eze yuchsha. Which will be better? Hazeh ozeh. This one or this one? Vim shneem keechad. Tovim, and or both will be equally good. So that's a Gemara about having children. Now we have another Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, and it's a continuation of the same Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, thanks. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Limed Torah b'yalduto. If you taught Torah when you were young, Yilmot Torah b'ziknuto. Teach Torah when you're older. Hayulo Talmidim. Oh, sorry, not have Torah. Learn Torah when you're young. Learn Torah when you're older. What's a shaila here? What's a shaila? You should, if you learn Torah when you're young, you shouldn't learn Torah when you're older? What's a shaila here? I mean, I have a mitzvah Torah the whole time. I don't understand the Gemara. We need a pasuk for that one? You can't learn Torah. You have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Mitzvah's assay to learn Torah all your life. So what is the Gemara saying? Learn Torah when you're young, learn when you're older. Doesn't make sense. Does Rashi say anything here? You understand the kasha? Hello? Makes sense, Akasha? No, the Rashi doesn't help me here. I don't know what it means. Okay, we'll see. Hayu lo talmidim biyalduto. You had talmidim when you were young. You lo talmidim biziknuto. Shneema, we bring the same pasuk. Baboki zaret zarecha. Ubaerev al tenachet yadecha. In the morning you have, when you're young, you have talmidim. The same thing for children. It's the same pasuk. The pasuk is the same pasuk for children. Right? So now, hello? You got it?
Did it say to get a new wife when you're older?
Yeah, if you have a wife when you're young, get a new model when you're older. No, it doesn't say that.
It says,
if you're married when you're young, your wife passed away, be married when you're older. If you learned Torah when you're young, learn Torah when you're older. If you had children when you're young, have children when you're older. If you had Talmidim when you're young, have Talmidim when you're older. We're learning the same pasuk. Hello, did you get it? Did you get it?
When you're older, you see the...
Marriage is like learning Torah. And children is like Talmidim. The same psukim. Hello?
It's different, though.
They're learning the same psukim. How comes we learn the same psukim? Because your banim, Talmidim, Elu, they are your children. Your Talmidim are your children. So the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of having a wife, the mitzvah of having children, the mitzvah of learning Torah, and the mitzvah of having Talmidim, and it equates it, right? So obviously, learning Torah is like an ishus, and look what happens when we learn Eishes Chayil. One, you sit there and you say Eishes Chayil. You guys say? You're not married yet, but you still say it, right? And you're praising the woman of, how is it translated? Of valor, whatever that means, right? The accomplished woman, right? And the Gros says, you know who this accomplished woman is?
It's the Torah as well.
Not only your wife, it's the Torah. Guess what else? Your neshama.
And the Jewish.
Hello? You got that one?
Is it halal? Do we have to say Eishes
Chayil? Yeah. What, you have a neshama? You have a neshama?
That's the Gros. Halachically,
is it all down there? I don't know. It's a minig. I don't know if you have to say it. I mean, it's a minig Yisrael. We say it. Right? You got it? So now you know, when you're saying Eishes Chayil, you're praising your Torah and you're praising your neshama. Right? And the Gros, if you look at the Gros of Mishnah, he gives you a whole perush on what these things mean in those contexts. Right? You with me? So obviously, your neshama, your Torah, and your wife are similar. We see that also from the Gemara. Your Talmidim and your children are similar. Right? You with it? So there's a connection between marriage, Torah. Now let's give you another Gemara. I mean, this is the Gemara is going to say it. Hello, let's look over here. Kol adam she'ein lo isha, a person who doesn't have a wife, shrui, he is below simcha, he doesn't have joy. You guys are happy?
No.
No, okay, you don't have a wife, that's your problem. Didn't Marilyn tell you that one? Oh, you're first year, you're not allowed to be happy. Okay. Below bracha, without blessing. Below tova, without goodness. Below simcha, and it goes into psukim, right? And then it says, right? And without Torah. You don't have Torah if you're not married. So without being married, you do not have Torah. Hello? Is that what they tell you in Machon Yaakov? You don't have Torah? What are you doing the whole day? What am I teaching you? Misha, it's a plot. The KGB is in here. They sent me to get you out of here. You're not learning Torah here. Nothing. Come back to Russia. No, thank you, right?
I have a problem, which is Torah is supposed to be kind of from above. Like, Kabbalistically, Torah is you know, very kind of in connection with God, whereas woman is supposed to be on the
basic level, okay.
Yeah, the Malchus, on the most...
Because Torah isn't that. Torah is taking that which is above and bringing it down. It's not staying up there. We're not Buddhists. The difference between Buddhism and Judaism is we bring from up there down. They go up there. We're not there. Torah is not that. Torah is not l'shashay l'mala and not to bring down. It could be l'shashay l'mala and bring it down. If you notice, all the things in the Gemara are practical things. They might be very intricate and things, but you're talking about, what are you guys learning now?
Kedushin.
No, really, what are you learning?
Kedushin.
About marrying a woman, right? You marry with kesef, with shtar, with bia. I mean, that's very practical halachas. Even still, what is kinyan kesef? Is it a maisa kinyan? Or is it a tmura? Is it a payment for the kinyan? I'm sure you learned the taz and the sma, right? Okay, so that's interesting, isn't it? That sounds a little like not so practical, does it? But that's a taz and the sma, that's a shulchan aruch. Torah can be very, very, how you say, what's the word? Very
abstract.
But it's practical, has practical implications. It's an abstract and spiritual thing with practical implications. You with me? We're talking about bringing up, bringing down. Issues, marriage, if you don't, that's what Gemara means. If you're not married, you don't have Torah. It doesn't mean you can't learn Torah. You're not doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It means your Torah is not shalem. It's not complete unless you're married. Because what you said is marriage, a woman is basic, is malchus, is expression. Torah is about taking those ideas and expressing it in the world. That's what Torah is. You with me? What's prur avu? Now let's go back to our Gemara. Obviously there's a connection between Isha and Torah, children and Talmidim, right? Remember, this Gemara is the opening to the situation of Rabbi Akiva. So if we understand this Gemara, we're going to understand why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. I mean, they were his Talmidim. They were his children. 24,000 children he had that died. According to this Gemara, they're his children. You with me? So, if they died, there must be some problem, Chas v'Shalom, we have to understand it, with the Torah of Rabbi Akiva also. You didn't get this one, did you? No, okay. So now we understand it.
Since he was saved alive, it wasn't his fault. He was teaching, but they just weren't accepted.
I don't know. We have to see what happened here.
How did they die? Somebody killed them?
No, they died by Achzer, a painful death.
Was that really by themselves?
Yeah, God killed them. I don't know how exactly, specifically, but it was like a magefa.
Do we know what year this was?
I don't know. It was the time of Rabbi Kiva. I don't know. Tanaim. It was very early on. It was like, before the Common Era. I don't know exactly. It was time of the Romans. Second Temple, yeah. I don't know exactly the dates. I mean, I'm not a historian or, there's these charts that you can, and some Gemaras that tell you exactly. I don't know. You have to ask someone else. Maybe I should know, but I don't. It's a time of the destruction of the Second Temple.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So now, he had this 24,000 Talmidim, right? So now we understand that there's a connection between learning Torah and marriage, right? There's a connection between Talmidim and children, right? I.e., if your Torah is your wife, that means from your Torah comes your children. You with me? That means the Torah you're learning gives these children. If your children aren't good, That means your marriage isn't good. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Nida. It says there's Tesha Midas that produces bad children. You don't like your wife. Thinking of divorcing her. I'm not going to go through all of them. But all of these Midas are disconnection from your wife. Disconnection from your wife produces bad children. That's what the Gemara says. So, if Torah is your wife, a disconnection with your Torah will produce bad Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students who weren't living up to what they were. There was a chisaron on their level. We're talking about Tanaim. We're not talking about they spoke Lashon Hara. We're not talking about Avei Chav. We're not talking about they were bad people. They didn't do Averis. But there was something about them that was wrong, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of their maila, because of their heights, killed them. They weren't fitting to be the Makabei Torah. They weren't fitting to be those people through which Klal Yisrael, throughout the other generations, would receive Torah from them. Because Rabbi Akiva represented Torah Shebaal Peh. You with me? So now we have to work out what is the problem here. Now, I'm going to throw in an interesting thing. There's another Gemara in Kesuvos. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of Kalba ben Savua. He was a shepherd. She married him. Her father, are you marrying a shepherd? I'm the richest guy in Yerushalayim. You're marrying a shepherd? I could get you the top bocher in Machon Yaakov. You marrying a shepherd? Right? Nothing for you. You're not getting anything from me. Right? You heard that one before? You get from nothing from me. There's other fathers who thought that. You're going to marry a shepherd boy? You're not going to get the top boy in the mirror? Nothing from me. What are you marrying a shepherd boy for? She couldn't marry the... She saw he had good midas and he was an anav. He then went and learned for 24 years. I'm going quickly into the Gemara. There's more in the Gemara. And he came back with 24,000 Talmidim. During those 24 years, he was away from his wife. The Gemara says he came back after 12 years. He heard his wife said that she can go for another 12 years. He didn't say, Hi, Rachel. I'm just coming back for tonight. Tomorrow, I'll go back to Beis Medrash. No. It's not similar, 12 and 12 years. We can't understand this. If we do that to our wives, we're not good. But he could do that. And his wife was accepting of it. He went back and he stayed for another 12 years. He came back with 24,000 Talmidim. His father-in-law came to him. He told him it was him. He bowed down and kissed his feet. That's the son-in-law I have? The greatest Tanna that was, Rabbi Akiva. All Torah Shebaal Peh comes from Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rachel saw. She must have been a very impressive woman to give 24 years of her life to this man who created 24,000 Talmidim. You know what love for Torah you must have? And what happened to these Talmidim? They died. Now remember, we're saying something that's a problem. We're saying Torah is the wife to produce the Talmidim. Correct? Was Rabbi Akiva married at that time?
Yes.
Yes. Was he with his wife?
No.
You got it?
Well,
it seems to be that there was something wrong here. I mean, I'm reading the Gemara. That's what we know from a Gemara. I'm not making out, huh? Hello?
No, I'm not.
No, say.
So, what I'm hearing is that he got punished for going to study Torah.
Maybe the way. I don't think he got punished, but the Talmidim at this time didn't come out right. That's what Gemara says. And the Gemara is saying that your wife is your Torah. That means, who produces children? Your wife. Who produces Talmidim? The Torah you're learning. That means these 24 years of learning Torah did not produce good children. That means there wasn't a proper chibur to it.
Why
wasn't there a proper chibur to Torah? Because what is Torah? Hello. What is Torah? Bring it down in the world. Being expressed, not sitting and meditating.
So why do we say the Torah existed before creation?
The Torah exists, but that's exactly the Gemara. So the Malachim said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's another Gemara. Gemara says, the Malachim aren't lying. They say, why are you giving Torah to a person who's born? A Yilud Isha. The person who's born from a woman, a physical human being. We deserve the Torah. The Torah is Kaddosh. It's a holy thing, something the Shashay of the Malachim. You're giving it? So Moshe Rabbeinu gives an answer. Does it say, you have a problem of killing? You have a problem of jealousy? No. So it's for me. That's what's written in the Torah. So what, the Malachim didn't realize that one? They didn't realize that it's written in the Torah, don't kill, don't be coveted, coveting? What was the answer? What was the half meaning? What was the answer? Because Torah, in what it is very high spirituality. But in terms of what it comes down to in the world, is practical how to behave. And Torah means the expression of God's will in this world. If there's a not proper expression, if it's not expressed in a proper way, there's a chisaron in that Torah. You with me? Okay, here.
So if he was doing something wrong every second that he was gone, why?
I didn't say he was doing something wrong.
Well, he was not doing something right.
He wasn't doing something wrong. The Torah that he was learning was not complete. Because Torah needs to be, for it to be called Torah, it needs to be expression. He didn't do Averis when he was learning Torah for 24,000 years.
Doing what he was,
it wasn't correct. It wasn't, no, it wasn't the Shleimus of Torah. It wasn't the Shleimus of Torah. So the Shleimus of Torah is that it's fully expressed.
So something, if he knew something was not, I don't want to use those words again, like correct, or if it wasn't complete, why keep him going like he was going to be complete?
What should he have been doing?
Maybe, I don't
why
know.
Why does someone say, like,
I don't know.
You're married, you're not, like...
He was married.
I don't, you are married, so why don't you be through, like, if someone knew, like... Why did nobody know that he was doing something wrong and not leaving his wife?
Well, no, one second. You're saying, Samishi, okay, that's
the subject.
Chazal is telling us something. Do you think Rabbi Akiva thought these Talmidim had this problem? Do you think that he thought that these 24,000.
Parents think that their children have problems?
No, I don't know that. The Rav to Talmid. The Rav to Talmid is different. Okay. There was a problem with the Talmidim. Where did that problem come? They were called Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. That means Rabbi Akiva's children. I'm reading you a Gemara. The Gemara is saying that your children come from a wife, right? Depending on your relationship with your wife, I'm telling you now the Gemara, this is how your children come out, correct?
So Rabbi Akiva's relationship with his Torah was somehow defective?
Somehow there wasn't the shleimus of Torah that we needed to be the Moser Torah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we didn't do Averis. The Talmidim didn't do Averis. They weren't speaking Lashon Hara about each other.
He didn't even have a bad relationship with his wife.
No, his wife let him go. It wasn't a bad... But somehow... Torah, when it doesn't have full expression in the physical world, is not the shleimus of Torah. You with me? Because afterwards, when he came back to his wife, he then had another 5 Talmidim, and from those 5 Talmidim, we have all Torah Shebaal Peh in its shleimus. You with me?
So he figured someone eventually informed him that...
No, he didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed him. His Talmidim died.
By killing the office.
Whose fault was it?
It wasn't his fault. Listen. Hello. It wasn't his fault. It was a fault. He didn't purposely. It wasn't an avera. But there were bedakus. There was a chisaron in the shleimus of his learning, because learning is connected with your issues, with your wife. If you have shleimus with your issues, you can have shleimus in your Torah. If there's not a shleimus, there's going to be a chisaron in your Torah. That's what he's saying. I'm just reading a Gemara. Isn't that what Gemara is saying?
Sounds like it.
I'm trying to understand the Gemara. He didn't do an Avera.
Did the students do an Avera?
Well, the Gemara says yes. They weren't knowing covered Zelazeh. I don't know if it was an Avera like we think Averas. They weren't doing Averas in the Torah. They weren't doing Averas Midrabanan. They weren't talking about each other. They weren't embarrassing each other. But in... the covered they should have been giving each other, whatever covered means, we don't know what covered means, but covered, the covered they should be giving each other was a chisaron. So now we have to understand why what happened to Rabbi Akiva, right, in his Torah was a chisaron in covered. What does covered mean? Let's learn the Gemara. You understand? I don't say we understand the Gemara. I'm just setting up the Gemara. We're just reading and trying to understand the Gemara. I'm not saying I understand it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you have a better pshat. But you agree to me that there's something here. Right? There is definitely a kasha here. You agree with a kasha. You agree there's 24,000 talmidim he wasn't with his wife. You agree your wife is your learning. You agree from your wife comes the children. You agree that depending on your relationship with your wife comes depends on your children. Right? So we have all those things. Those are all Gemaras. Now, if you've given all those Gemaras, it seems to be the only, you know, if you make one and one makes two, the only thing that we can say is his Torah, there was a chisaron in the shleimus of his Torah, because there was a chisaron in his shleimus of his issues. You with me? That's the only way I can understand the Gemara. The Gemara makes sense. I'm mukhrach to say that. Yeah? Now, it doesn't mean he did an Aveira. Rabbi Akiva didn't die. His Talmidim died. That means his chibur to the Torah was changed. But the chibur that was his Talmidim that came from those 24,000 years of Torah, somehow they weren't fitting to be Mekablei Torah. Not that they did Aveiras, but somehow there was a chisaron in their cover to each other. Now we have to understand it. Now let's go over and understand it. Yeah?
Isn't Rabbi Akiva praised though for going back and learning?
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Spending 24 years learning.
That's a Gemara and Ksuvas. But even still, there's something we see these 24,000 Talmidim that he made during those 24,000 years. There was a problem with them. Imagine having 24,000 students and they're dying. How do you think Rabbi Akiva felt? He must have been shattered. 24,000 years. You think he just sat and learned Torah and these Talmidim were just, you know, they just like sit and learn. He didn't spend time with them. He didn't feel towards them like a father to a child. We're talking about Rabbi Akiva. Chas v'shalom. I don't want to say Chas v'shalom. Someone has a Talmid and something bad happens to him. You don't feel bad? 24,000 of your Talmidim, 24 years of your life, you are raising these Talmidim, they now die on you? How did he feel?
Traumatized.
What? God wasn't... And who killed them? Do you think he didn't realize who killed them? They died with a painful death. God was telling him a message. What was he telling him? Right. You don't, bad things don't happen unless something wrong's happening. And the Gemara is telling us what was wrong with those Talmidim.
It seems like it's 24 years late.
Huh? Maybe it could have been fixed. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says, "Klal gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha." Love your neighbor as yourself. And the Rambam says, "What is that mitzvah? Lechabdo, leshavcho b'dvarim, to praise him with words, v'lachus al mamono, and to worry about his financials." Right? That's what the Rambam says. Lachus al, right? Leshavcho b'dvarim means to praise him. That means covered. Rabbi Akiva was the one who said "Va'after recha kamocha," right? Maybe that was a tikkun, that was a fixing. We're still trying to understand. You with me? Let's now read the Gemara. Let's see how the Gemara, if we can understand the Gemara. And remember, this Gemara is the one that speaks about marriage. That without a wife, you don't have Torah, you don't have Simcha, you don't have all these things. That means that you're not a sholem. Now I want to ask you: if you're not with your wife, you're married, but you're not with her. Is there a difference in being a sholem? So, if you're not a sholem and you're learning Torah, I mean, there is a level of learning Torah where you don't need to get married. There is a level of learning Torah. Your issues can be your Torah. You're not Yotze Puruvu by learning Torah, but you don't need to get married. You're not Mechuyiv to learn Torah. Nafshi Chashka B'Torah, you're Potter from Puruvu. That's the only one thing. Yeah, you're Potter. Nafshi Chashka B'Torah. You're Potter. Not for us. But.
Yeah. Do
they buy anymore? Huh? No, of course not. No, they don't buy. No. Nafshi Chashka B'Torah. Halavai, we learn when we're in here. Nafshi Chashka B'Torah. My soul desires Torah. We don't even understand what that means. Chashcha desires Torah, right? My soul desires schnitzel, we understand. My soul desires Torah. It's a little harder for us. That we understand, right? Okay, let's learn. So it says... Okay. Now the Gemara says. Now look at the Gemara. Amru, the Gemara says, Shnei Masa, 12,000 Elef, Zugim, Talmidim, Hayulol Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. Why doesn't the Gemara say 24,000 Talmidim? Why does the Gemara say 12,000 pairs of Talmidim? Sounds like they're Zugot. It's like Zug, right? Zivug, right? You heard of these things, right? Zug, your Ben Zug, that sounds like pairs.
You would think it would say 12,000, sure they're individuals, they didn't have enough home for each other.
Yeah, but it says Zug.
It doesn't say chavrusa.
It doesn't say chavrusa. It says zug. 12,000 zugim talmidim. That means 12,000 pairs of talmidim. That's what Gemara's lashon is, right? Migavat ad antipras. The kulan meitu, and all of them died. The perik echad in one period. What period? Period of kapalas ateras. Period of salomet. Bipnei shelo nagu covered zeleze. They weren't knowing covered zeleze. Vahaya haolam shamem. And the world was desolate. The Gemara's lying? Oh, there's a world around. What do I need? So what? There was the Chinaman, and there was the Vikings. I don't know who was around at the time. Maybe my history is completely off. But there was lots of the world around. Right? What's the problem? 24,000 Jews died? So what? Tell me, who cares? No. The world was shamem, because the tachlis of the Bria is Gilui Torah. The tachlis of the Bria is Matan Torah. The tachlis of Bria is that Torah comes to the world. Who brings Torah to the world? The Talmidim of Torah Shebaal Peh, Talmidim Regiva. Now he doesn't have someone to be Mose Torah. We lost that. The world's Shamem. Vishina Lehem, and then he went back. Oh, sorry. Ad Shebaal Rabbi Akiva, Etzel Rabotenu Shebedarim. He came to the south. Now, south, why is it tell us where he came to? Rabotein Shibadarom. Darom, what does Darom represent? Right? Vashina Lehem, and he taught them, and they are Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechesed, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shammah. Vahem hem himidu Torah otosha. And they brought Torah, they were Mami Torah at that time. Okay? Now, why says Darom? Darom sounds like Chesed. Safon is. Safon is Din. Darom is Chesed. Huh? How do you know Darom? Huh? Darom is South. Chesed, Safon is Din. Right? Anyway. North is Din. Mehat Safon tipatech ra'a. Ra comes from North. That's Din. Okay? So Darom is Chesed. Right? Okay, anyway. Now, so we see that he went to Darom. That means he saw there had to be a tikkun in what he did. He had to go droma. He had to go southwards, and then he had talmidim. So Rabbi Akiva saw a tikkun here, a fixing, which was a fixing of his midah. Kanireh, the chisaron in Rabbi Akiva was a chisaron of din. And there had to be a fixing of chesed, right?
So he was lacking just din.
Huh? Because the Gemara does not, the Gemara, it's an agarata. The Gemara, the Gemara won't tell you things. No, not because you need a Rebbe. The Gemara will, there's more than I'm saying in this Gemara. And it could be I'm saying wrong. I'm not sure I'm saying right.
So if he wants to teach us a lesson, why not?
Because you have to learn. There's more to what we're saying than just these words. It's much deeper. So the words, we're saying a certain level. There's going to be a higher level, and the words will stay that higher level. If it states it, it's only what it stated. You understand? That's what Torah Shabbat Peh is at. Okay. If you learn with someone else, it would say a much deeper thing. Yeah, of course, Torah Shabbat Peh is poshut. The pasuk makes sense. Lo tevashil gdi b'chalav imo. Don't cook it, don't eat it, and don't have hana from it. And the pasuk says three times, don't cook a kid with its mother's milk. You got that one? Okay, makes sense? Now, work that. Why can't you say it? It's three pasuk saying three things. Because it's telling us something much deeper. It's telling it's a midah of achzariyut. And eating that will give you achzariyut.
What's achzariyut?
Achzariyut, cruelty. And a certain form of cruelty. Killing, taking a kid and cooking it in the milk, mother's milk, is the source of its life. You're killing it with the source of its life. That's tremendous cruelty. Anyway, We're not going to go into Basav Chalav now. So now we're seeing, it seems from our Gemara, right? What it seems from our Gemara, the world was desolate. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu killed them. Now it says, and how they killed them? Tana, kula meitu mi Pesach ad Atzeret. They all died from Pesach to Shavuos. Right? We know to Lag Ba'omer, right? Amar Rav Chama Ba'aba, v'itema Rabbi Chiyah Ba'abin, kula meitu mita ra. They all died with a terrible death. Mahi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, askara, like a strangulation. Right? Some sort of strangulation here. The Maharal explains why strangulation. Because their chet was bedibu, was in speech. So their death was in the place where they were chote. He doesn't mean that they, because they weren't noe kovod zeret. I mean their speech, somehow in their speech there was a chet. He doesn't mean, like I said, it doesn't mean they were doing averas. They weren't speaking Lashon Hara, they weren't embarrassing their friend, they weren't doing any of the things. But in their speech, there was not enough covered zeh le zeh. Right?
So they're just missing out on opportunities.
Yeah, it's like missed opportunity. But that is sufficient for them not to be Mekablei Torah. Now that's, come on, that seems
a painful death.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible? Well, because Baruch is so cruel? So what's happening here? 24,000 people are sitting learning Torah, you kill them? Rishayim doesn't kill like that. Tzaddikim, you killed the Tzaddikim. Huh? The higher level you are, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with Tzaddikim b'chut hasara. The higher your level, the more he's medaktik with you. Because your expectations are higher. They did tell you that one before you came here, right? Now that you know everything. Tough luck. Ignorance is bliss, right? Now that you're tzaddikim, that's it. Tough luck. Oh, yeah.
Well, why would something like that be implemented? I mean, who might ask this question? But it seems like if you want someone to reach great heights, you wouldn't say, you know, I want you to reach great heights. But the greater you become, if you make a transgression, the more severe the punishment will be.
Because if everyone has a tachlis in life, everyone has a purpose. My purpose may be whatever it is, right? Someone who's a big rav, his purpose is to be the mosrim Torah, the person who's giving over Torah, right? What happens if that's the tachlis of this person, to give over Torah for the rest of the generations? What happens that if that person, there's a chisaron in him, there's a lack in him, he can't give over that Torah? If that's his purpose and he can't do his purpose, hello, there's no point for him living.
Why a painful death?
Huh?
Why a painful death?
It's an onish. There's an onish. It's better to get your onish in this world. There's a punishment. It's better to get your punishment here than in the world to come. The world comes forever. That's where they'll get the schar for being Mekablei Torah. But they're not going to get. There's more to this Gemara. I'm not going to go into it. But the Gemara that's brought down in Sfarim Kadoshim, that these 24,000 Talmidim were against the 24,000 Jews that were killed in the Mice of Bilam and Cosby. You haven't learned that yet. They were tikkun, they were gilgul of those people. We're not going into that. But all I'm mentioning that only to tell you that it's a lot more complicated than we understand. And if you understand the chisaron of dibul, the chisaron of speech, is what's called the chisaron abris. We have bris hama'or, the bris, your bris of your connecting, when you place you connect, but a man connects to whatever, you understand? Place of connection. And there's also, right, connection through dibul. When you speak to a person, you connect. That's also a place of connection. If you understand those 24,000, right, people who were killed with the ma'isa of the Midianit, that they had relations with Goyim, Shevet Shimon, right? Nasi Shimon, we don't understand that. That was a klal of Bilan, Kalem, Tosfos says, is Gematria 24,000. 20 times 30 times 40 gives 24,000. Right? That's Kalem, Gemara and Brachos. That's what Bilam said. That's the 24,000 from Shevet Shimon that were died because they had relations with Goyim. They were Pagam, their Pagam, their Chet was in Mokom Abris. Where was the Chet of these 24,000 Talmidim? They were supposed to fix the Chet of the Mokom Abris. Who was Rabbi Akiva? Okay, you understand? It's going to get...
Can you say this in English? You said a lot of Hebrew words which I...
All I'm saying is there's more to this Gemara than we're understanding. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, you said all this Chet and...
Okay, so basically the 24,000 people that were killed in the Magefa of the plague of Bilam and the... You know the situation that happened with Bilam and... Okay, you haven't learned Chumash yet, so that's why I'm not going to speak about it. But there was 24,000 people who what's it called, Bilam... cursed the Jewish people that they married non-Jews, they had relations with non-Jews, and that they were killed because of that, i.e. the killing was because of the chet of the chet, the avera, the sin that they did because they had relations with non-Jews. That's the sin of the bris milah. And here the place of speech is also called the place of connection when you connect that person, right? That's a mokum abris also. The place of bris is also here. So their sin, these 24,000 Talmidim, also their sin was in speech. That's what the Maharal says, right? So they had to fix what they sinned beforehand. They didn't fix it, so they weren't Mekabel Torah. We have to understand, it's very, very, it's very much related to Lag BaOmer also. Because, I'm not going to go into it, maybe when we get to Lag BaOmer I'll mention it a little bit, but it's very, very deep what's happening here. And now you understand why Gemara can't tell you a reason. Because there's much deeper reasons that we can't go into, which are much, much deeper than understanding. Gemara is very, very deep. But let's go back to our level of understanding. Yeah.
So how does the lack of relationship connection with your wife lead to a bottom?
If we understand, the lack of connection with your wife is a lack of connection. He didn't have relations with his wife. He wasn't connecting with his wife. Somehow... on a certain level, I don't know, on a certain level, there was a lack of connection. And that lack of connection was not an Aveira. It was a Metzias. That was a fact. He was 24 years without living with his wife. There was that lack. And that produced Talmidim who had that lack. Or didn't fix the Talmidim who had that lack. Now, I don't know why that is.
So what's the lack? What's the connection to Anna?
Huh?
What's the connection to lack of honor?
What's the...
connection to lack of honor?
Yeah. Oh, with that we have to understand that. Now we're going to understand. Why does that create honor? What is covered? What does covered in speech mean? When you have covered to someone, what does that mean?
You think they're important.
Think they're important. What does important mean? Heavy. Okay. You're big. You're heavy. You're important. I didn't know that one. What does important mean? No, seriously, what does important mean? What does significant mean? A rich guy significant?
Depends.
He's rich and gives tzedakah. He's significant?
Depends.
Yes. He is.
Yeah.
What makes a person significant?
Midos.
Okay, what else?
He affects other people.
Affects other people. You know who's a significant person? You bow here at least a year in yeshiva. Who's significant? Who's the most important person in the world? Let me ask you that.
Everyone.
Huh? Everyone.
Everyone.
Huh? Everyone. Who's the most important person in the world?
Every single person.
You're wrong.
How? How so?
Who's the most important Jew
your
in the
wife.
World?
He who honors
your wife.
What's it?
I'll tell you a Gemara.
Yourself.
Others. You honor others.
No? Who's the most important person in the world?
You can't.
You
huh? Yes, you can.
You are.
So
huh?
You are.
You are.
No.
You are.
Who's the most important person in the world?
Your wife.
If I tell you a Gemara, I tell you, you learn Chumash, right? You guys learn Breishis. What does the Gemara Breishis say? It says, the whole world was created for Reishis.
For the Jewish people.
For the Jewish. So who's the most important?
We are.
Right. Then the same Gemara says, the whole world was created for who? Tzadikim. Who are the most important people?
Tzadikim.
Then there's a Gemara in Brachos, which you've also probably learned, right? The whole world was created for who? Yirei Shamayim. Who's the most important person in the world? A Yirei Shamayim. So, if now I know those Gemaras, the most important person in the world is the person who's the biggest Yirei Shamayim.
Yeah.
Now I know. Now I know significance. That's what the Gemara say. You might. You don't have to believe it. You know. You can argue, but that's what the Gemara says. That's what we believe. We don't believe people are equal. If a Talmud Chacham's drowning and an Amma Haaretz is drowning, who do I have to save? No, I have one. I tell you the Talmud Chacham. What's a Shaila? Sorry. Sorry. That's how it is.
I don't know.
Because he's, if, right? He's more important. I will have, between the two of us, the world also thinks that way. If Ubaba is drowning, and, right? Yeah. And someone else in the Bronx is drowning, they're going to pick out the guy in the Bronx?
You don't know. It's like the whole thing. Who is the better person?
Yeah, we know who's the better person.
You don't.
Hello, I'm telling you a Gemara. Hello, yes, you do know who the better person is. We do know.
Knew who they were outside.
I'm not saying you might be right. We don't know who's a bigger Yerei Shamayim. No, he's right. We don't know.
Inside and outside.
We don't know who's a Yerei Shamayim. We don't know. You're right. But practically speaking, we have to come to halacha. Practically speaking, if you have someone who's a Talmud Chacham and someone who's an Amma Haaretz, right? Practically speaking, the Talmud Chacham, there's more chance of him being a Yerei Shamayim than an Amma Haaretz.
So the people writing that halacha were themselves Talmud Chacham.
So they were biased, right? You know a lot of Talmud Chacham, they're biased.
But then again, on a practical
level.
If we're going self-justification,
It could be. I'm not coming to argue whether it's true or not. I'm not coming to argue. I'm trying to give you a point of view. Now, that's the halacha. I'm not coming to, validate it or not validate it. I'm trying to understand the Gemara. We don't believe in equality.
I don't know.
We don't believe in equality. We believe in equal opportunity. We believe in equal... Okay, I have to explain myself. We don't believe in equality of people. There are certain people who are more important than other people. It doesn't mean I know who is. Get that right. It doesn't mean I know who is. And you might not understand what Yerei Shamayim is. I understand which Gemara you're getting bothered by. I'll explain to you what I mean now. Yerei Shamayim is something which is hidden that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Yerei Shamayim, Rashi says very often, Dava hamasul lelibam shel Adam, something which is mosul to the heart of a person, that's Yerei Shamayim. That means something that's between you and your Creator. That's Yerei Shamayim. It means I don't know, you don't know, he doesn't know. God knows.
It seems to go against what I've personally been learning, that everyone has a unique purpose. And if everyone has a completely unique purpose in the world, how can you even make this comparison who's more important, who's less important? Everyone has completely different.
Some people have more important things.
I think it's a good argument, actually.
No, I'm going to explain to you. You're right. Yerei Shamayim has nothing to do with what status you have, public status you have. It has nothing to do with. Yerei Shamayim, we have to understand what Yerei Shamayim means, but basically I'll tell you another, a Rambam. The Rambam says, you can all be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hello? Lo kam ki Yisrael ka Moshe. We don't have anyone like Moshe. So how comes the Rambam can say you can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Wow. The Rambam means we can all fulfill our potential like Moshe Rabbeinu. If you fulfill completely your potential, you are a Yerei Shamayim. And you can be as Yerei Shamayim as Moshe Rabbeinu. And in a certain way, if someone who's a rabbi and he has to fulfill his potential didn't, and you, not a rabbi, fulfilled your potential, you will be in a higher place in Gan Eden. Because you fulfilled whatever your potential is. You with me? That I can't know. But practically speaking, when I see people, and I have to make a practical, decision, I have to base it on majorities. Majority of people who are learning Torah will be better than people who aren't learning Torah, right? So a person who went 2 years to Machon Yaakov will be better than a person on college campus.
So you're saying if people have,
right?
Let's say 100% potential, right?
But everyone has a unique, different purpose,
yeah.
right? But let's say this person, in terms of his own purpose, fulfilled 50% of his potential, and the other one, in his own unique purpose, fulfilled 75% of his potential.
He's bigger person. You understand? But that's not something we can judge. That's Yodea Talumot. That's a Kodesh Baruch. That's Olam Abba, you get that. On a practical level, we have to go up your road. On a practical level, we have to be practical. A person who's learning in yeshiva is probably going to be on a higher level than a person who's in Harvard University on college campus, right? Going to parties every night. Practically speaking, huh? Oh, sorry. Practically speaking, that's practical. That doesn't mean that's a reality. It could be, the Gemara speaks about someone, some rabbi, who wants to say, this person's going to be your Ben Olam Abba. So the rabbi goes and sees this Jew who's behaving like a Roman. And he doesn't understand. How comes this Roman is going to be in the same place as this big rabbi in Olam Abba? So he goes and checks and he goes after him and he sees that this person... Every time a Jew gets put with a Roman officer, right? You can understand, right? He goes and separates it and risks his life to separate the Jew from that Roman officer. And this is the person, he doesn't eat kosher, I'm not even sure he's keeping Shabbos, I'm not sure, but he's saving Jewish life. He's in the same place as this big rabbi. That Gotol, he would have worked that one out by himself. Not the biggest rabbi would work it out. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if those two people were drowning in a lake, us not knowing that, how are we passing halacha to save which one? We'd save the rabbi, of course. Because that's practical halacha. But in terms of the reality, and only that reality God knows, they're in the same place in Olam Haba. You understand what I'm saying? So, we don't believe in equality. But we believe in equality of opportunity. That means if you fulfill your potential, you're going to be in the same place as Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever that potential is. And if someone else who's even bigger than you in terms of practical level, in terms of, right? But he didn't fulfill his potential, he'll be in a lower place in Olam Haba because he didn't fulfill his potential. You're with me? Clear? Now that makes sense? Okay, we'll have to continue maybe next week. Next week, I'm not sure I'm going to be here.
We still have a few minutes. Can you explain a little bit better how you...
All right then. So now... What does honor mean? Honor means whoever has that weight. Weight of what? Weight of Yiras Shamayim. That means in order for me to be giving proper cover, that means my attitude to certain people have to be given a proper weight. That means I have another person who's a Mekabel Torah. Right? What weight do I have to give him? The person, remember we say 12,000 zugot. Means they were pairs. This was a shidduch. Right? They weren't giving honor to each other. What does it mean? They weren't giving each other the respect that they deserve to be respected as a Mekabel Torah. You know what respect a Mekabel Torah deserves to be respected? He's the Tachlis Abriya. He's the purpose of the creation of the whole world. All of China, all of America, the whole of Manhattan is not worth one of those people. They realized that. They were no cover to him. They gave him the proper weight. No, that was the Chisaron. And if you don't give that which you represent the proper weight... You don't know what you have. If you don't know what you have, you can't pass it over. If I'm holding a diamond and I think it's a piece of glass, I can't be a diamond dealer. You with me? If I don't know what I am, Revolvi says, people know their chisronos. They know what's wrong with them. They don't know what they have. You know why, he says? It's harder to know what's good about you. You know why? Because it obligates you. We don't want to be obligated. If you know that you can be X, and we can all be, it obligates us to be it. We want, I'm taking it easy, Rabbi. I can't be a learner. I can't learn Torah 12 hours a day. Well, I can learn mathematics 12 hours a day. But I can't learn Torah 12 hours a day. I can't have that. I can't be going into everything. I need to relax. I need to take it easy. It could be you do. But only you know that. When you realize who you are and the potential you are, that obligates you. They didn't realize who they were. They didn't realize that's the covered. Lo nagu covered zel zel. When you don't have that covered, you can't connect to what you have. The chisaron of being a makabel Torah is you don't know what Torah is. Do you know what Torah is? Do you really understand that the whole world was created for learning Torah? We forget it. We don't even have the concept of that. But there was a chisaron in that understanding. That's a tachlis abriya. You understand what I'm saying? It says, "Vayechulu Hashemayim v'haaretz." Right? It says, "Yom Hashishi." Why Yom Hashishi? The sixth day. It doesn't say Yom Harishon, Yom Hasheni, Yom Hashishi, because the whole world was unformed until the sixth day, which was the Kabbalah Sotera and Har Sinai. Without Kabbalah Sotera, the world did not come to its completion.
Just started.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Thank you, Rabbi.